This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Talking some baseball here. Joining us on the SDCCU Fan Hotline from the Washington Post, one of my favorite newspapers in this country, and one of their best sports writers, Sam Fortier, joins us here on 97.3 The Fan. Sam, how are you today?
I'm doing well. It's glad to be back. Thank you guys for having me.
Yeah, it's good to have you. If you guys remember, Sam used to cover the team formerly known as the San Diego Chargers, but now has switched coasts and is covering the Washington Nationals. And I thought it'd be good to catch up with you a little bit, Sam, and just talk a little bit about Steven Strasburg. I think people here locally, although always focused on their own baseball team, still want to follow their former players. And this has really been a great year for Steven Strasburg. I've seen some people who think he has a shot at the Cy Young. Some people think he's just on the outskirts of the Cy Young picture. But it's been a pretty good year for him. 15 wins. How's he doing, and how's he feeling?
Right. I think he definitely is having, you know, one of the better years of his career. His ERA is 3.82, which obviously is a little higher than he's used to. But he does have a major league leading 15 wins. You kind of debate what the wins mean, but I think the biggest thing is just his consistency. He's had 25 starts. He hasn't missed one this year. He's really, you know, he's not just giving the Nationals a chance to win. He's often a chance to, the reason they are winning, and he's just been so consistent. And I think for a pitcher that so much of his early career was defined by inconsistency, his ability to turn that around during the last 2 years, or, you know, 3 years, has really been a welcome surprise. And I think he understands that he's put himself in a pretty advantageous situation here. And I know, you know, he's not the most, you know, the biggest name for the fans, and he's not the most engaging guy. But I think what he's done to this baseball team hasn't gone unnoticed.
Steven has always been so tough to figure out, you know, because he keeps things so close to the vest, Sam. Has there been – you talked about the consistency – is there any connection between Max Scherzer showing up on that staff and Steven Strasburg slowly but surely becoming more consistent as a pitcher? I know they've had their words in the past, or at least one time that I can think of. Has that kind of rubbed off on Steven at all this year?
That's a great question. And I think it's tough to figure out. Like you were saying, he's tough to scrutinize, but I would say just this year, I think a big part of the Nationals' success, and I would say even Steven's success, is not necessarily Max Scherzer, but the Nationals went out last year and acquired, last offseason, and acquired Patrick Corbin, who I'm sure y'all are familiar with from his time with the Arizona Diamondbacks. Yeah. And now the Nationals have Scherzer, Strasburg, Corbin. You know, they slot in veteran Anibal Sanchez in that fourth slot. And I think that rotation, not even just having those 1-2 punch, but having four guys that have, you know, playoff experience. They've pitched in big games. They've had big expectations in their careers. I think having those four guys and just keeping them on schedule, obviously Max Scherzer is hurt right now, so that has put a little bit of kink in things. But having those four guys and kind of the expectations and you know, those four being in a room together, I think that is, you know, going back to something Anthony Lynn used to say, the Chargers coach, I mean, he was a big iron sharpens iron guy, as I know a lot of coaches are. But I believe that is maybe what we're seeing here.
Steven Strasburg having a big year in Washington, D.C., and we're joined by Sam Fortier of the Washington Post on the SDCCU Fan Hotline. One last thing about Strasburg, at least at this point, I mean, you go back and he was the number one overall draft choice, and I don't think anybody out here in San Diego forgets that, but maybe people around baseball forget that because he was inconsistent, as you said, early in his career. Do the people in Washington, do they feel like Steven Strasburg has lived up to what they hoped, or would he ever be able to live up to what they would hope for?
A couple of years ago, someone asked Steven if he thought he had lived up to his, you know, what was expected from him in his career. And you know, I'm not going to hit the quote right here, but essentially the essence of what he said was, you know, how could I? I mean, right. At this point, when he was built up to be, I don't know if Major League pitcher could have ever accomplished everything that he was sort of foretold to.
Sam, we talked about how close – one more question about Strasburg. We talked about how close he keeps things to the vest. Clearly, the elephant in the room is that he has an opt-out at the end of this year. I doubt there's been any indication from him personally, but is there anything circulating out that way that he may opt in, may opt out?
Right. So just to kind of give the context here, he signs, you know, for 7 years, $175 million. It runs through 2023. He was asked in June, you know, it's not crazy to think he could outperform this contract, so would opting out be a possibility? He said that's for after the season. But then he did go on to say he thinks, like basically, here's what he said. The exact quote was, the Nationals have shown a willingness so far to not necessarily go into a rebuild. The clock's ticking for me career-wise, and I want to have every opportunity to get there and hopefully win one. Obviously, I think that the two most pointed parts of that quote are the so far. The Nationals were you know, at one point seemed out of the season, but they decided not to rebuild. They played themselves into it. And also for Steven to kind of acknowledge the clock's ticking for me career-wise, which, I mean, one, that sort of makes me feel old.
right? No kidding.
Hey, look, I announced his games in college, all right? So that's how old I am.
Right. But I think that is sort of an acknowledgement. He's going to be 31 at the end of the season. And I think when you think about his opt-out, basically what he's thinking is, will someone pay him? And obviously, I'm not in Steven Strasburg's mind, as we've said, he's hard to figure out. But logistically, it would be worth it for him to opt out if someone gave him a contract longer than 4 years and for more than $100 million. As we brought up Patrick Corbin earlier, last year he was only a year younger and a lot less accomplished, and he got 6 years, $140 million. Would a GM be willing to give more than 4 years, more than $100 million? If that's true, if someone were to do that, then logistically, financially, it would make sense for Steven to opt out. Right. As far as what he will do, we're not sure.
I can certainly say there are some San Diego fans out here that are hopeful.
Yeah.
Hopeful that ownership is willing to do it. We'll see what happens if he even opts out. So,
well, he's still got a house here, so he may not need quite as much money. He's already got the house taken care of. Joining us is Sam Fortier from the Washington Post. Of course, the Nationals have become a great story here the second half of the season, and I think people forget that they've done all this without Bryce Harper, and, you know, in letting him go, I think also, and he winds up in the same division. A lot of people figured, well, this is going to be a Phillies season. You got the Braves coming back. Nationals got to be very pleased with where they're at right now, considering everything that's happened.
Right, absolutely. I think, especially, you know, in mid-May, this team was 19-31, which was the worst record they've been at since, you know, the dark days of pre-Bryce Harper, pre-Steven Strasburg. For them to pitch their way, essentially the starting pitching, and the lineup has provided a requisite amount of pop with Anthony Rendon at third base and Juan Soto, who was kind of seen as the left-handed bat. I think that's replaced Bryce Harper, the young phenom. With those two, you know, those two anchoring the lineup with that four-man rotation we talked about, that's really allowed them to play themselves back into contention. And I think, you know, if you look at that rotation, those four guys I mentioned earlier, Scherzer, Strasburg, Sanchez, and Corbin, I mean, man, in a seven-game series, I think, or even in a one, you know, in a one-game playoff with Max Scherzer, I mean, I'd take that. I think that's a competitive team.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. Sam Fortier joins us here, Washington Post on the SDCCU fan hotline. Davey Martinez got to be feeling pretty good about himself. I mean, he was on the burning hot seat for like the first 2-3 months of the season, and then this team started playing the way I think his staff and himself thought they could play, and now he's sitting atop of the wild card race right now with a chance, even at the division still. He's got to be feeling pretty good about himself and this staff and this team.
Absolutely. Sort of that 19-31 record that I mentioned, they actually went to New York and they got swept in four games and they came home in mid-May. And when they got swept at that exact moment, there was a tornado warning in D.C. And, you know, I'm a writer. I love the tortured metaphor. So I was thinking that looked absolutely cataclysmic for the Nationals. So, we didn't know what was going to happen. We thought, you know, Davey might be out of a job soon. Yeah. And his ability to kind of hone in and I mean, it's kind of crazy because you always think, you know, these cliches, the one day at a time, the show up to the ballpark and try to go 1-0 today. You think that is you guys are something more than that. But really, I think that's just his embodiment of the former player mindset, and it's really allowed them to climb back into it. And that, more than anything, more than the X's and O's, more than the strategic double switches or anything like that, that sort of mentality to keep people calm, not let them see the national sweat, has really allowed them to play back into it. And you're right, Dave Martinez is feeling great about it, but he wouldn't tell you because he wants to go 1-0 tomorrow.
That's right.
He should stand up in front of everybody and say, "I told you so." He's earned that right because everyone around baseball had him fired. So, I mean, he's really been a great comeback story. Last thing, and I'm going to probably frustrate some of the fans in San Diego with this question, because Trey Turner was an original Padre farmhand and, of course, never played here in San Diego. We're pretty happy with our shortstop right now that we have, Fernando Tatis Jr., but what did we miss out on in Trey Turner? Because this guy is underrated. I know he's hit for the cycle this year. He hits for power, speed, defense, everything. Underrated superstar ball player, as far as I can tell.
I think you absolutely hit it on the head there. I mean, his speed at the top of the lineup, his ability to get on base, it just applies pressure to starters. I mean, if he gets on to start the game, I think actually a perfect example of this was against the Mets last weekend. Jacob DeGrom, reigning Cy Young, National League Cy Young guy, he gets on base, and all of a sudden DeGrom's worried about him. DeGrom gets out of his rhythm. Trey Turner steals second base, and the Nationals have they score 3 runs in the first inning off of one of the best pitchers in baseball, and it's just sort of, his ability to get on base with his speed. It was an infield single he reached on, and his ability to just stress and kind of set up the rest of the lineup, not to mention his superlative defensive range. I mean, that's sort of obviously you guys, you take your shortstop for sure. But Trey Turner is a special player for sure.
It would have not been a nice piece to move on over to a different position if they had to.
We take them both. All right, we'll take both of them. And when you see Strasburg, tell them Chris and Tony say hello. And we're still saving a spot for him out here on the Padres roster if he ever wants to change his mind and come out this way.
Absolutely. I'm not sure how much time Steven will have, but I'll relay it for sure.
Thanks so much. Hey,
thanks,
Sam, appreciate the time. Great talking to you.
Of course, always great hopping on with you guys. I appreciate it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.